Hello, Blind Cool Tech listeners. I'm Riz, and I'm back with another review. Now, I've got to give a slight disclaimer here on the review for this one, because it may not be suitable for everybody. The review I'm going to do is about Mortal Kombat Deception, which is the latest Mortal Kombat game and is part two of the Mortal Kombat series. Now, this may not be suitable for everybody, because of the blood, guts, and gore. So if it's not, then delete this podcast or just don't listen. But for the rest of you, get ready for Mortal Kombat.
Fulfilling an ancient prophecy. Raiden's Earthrealm champions had failed to stop the Deadly Alliance from fully resurrecting the mummified army of the Dragon King. In the end, only Raiden himself stood between Earthrealm and total destruction. Defying the Elder God's wishes, he alone challenged Quan Chi and Shang Tsung in mortal combat.
Right, that's just a small introduction to the world of Mortal Kombat. Now, there has already been an introduction to Mortal Kombat, so I'm just going to continue. And I'm going to throw my own sort of slant on Mortal Kombat. And Deception is the latest Mortal Kombat game. It won't be long before it won't be the latest, because there is a new game coming up, and I may talk about that afterwards. But what you just heard there was a bit of the story. Now, Mortal Kombat's storyline is very deep, and unlike most beat 'em ups, Mortal Kombat's depth of storyline is one of the things that keeps people addicted to it so much. Now, Mortal Kombat is a beat-em-up which is very well known now. It's extremely widely known, very famous, mainly due to its blood and its guts and gore. But it's been very controversial, and it's been received that in that manner as well. A very controversial game. However, it's a great game to play, and blind people can play it. I'm going to demonstrate first. I'm going to demonstrate a couple of modes, and I'm going to show you a fatality, which is a death move. First of all, I'm going to demonstrate. I'm on the character select screen here, and if you can hear this, I'm actually moving my cursor along. I'm on a grid of characters. There are 21 characters, I do believe, if I remember rightly. 21 by 7. So that does equal 21. Now, when I select the character, I'm going to select one of my favourites for this practice mode. I'm going to select Sindel. Tells me who I've selected. Now, I'm going to select the opponent. Doesn't really matter who it is. Sub-Zero. In this case, it is Sub-Zero. It doesn't really matter because this is training mode. Now, what practice mode allows you to do is it allows you to practice your combos. And it allows you to familiarize yourself with the character. Now, I know Sindel pretty well because she's one of my favorites. So, oh, guess what I've just landed on? I've just landed on a Death Trap stage. Now, before I go any further, let me explain. Mortal Kombat is a one-on-one fighting game with I wouldn't call it a advanced specialistic engine, but it does have authentic martial arts, especially the new later games. Mortal Kombat Deadly Alliance and now Mortal Kombat Deception does have authentic martial arts. And each character has special moves, and then they have three different fighting styles. Two martial arts and one weapon. Now, in the case here, what I'm going to demonstrate to you now is some combos and how a blind person would utilize how a blind person would play. Now, with practice mode here, I'm not going to get any offense. I'm just going to be able to attack Sub-Zero, who I've got, who's a poor soul that's going to be demoed upon, and I'm going to show you some techniques and show you that it doesn't need sight. Sight is not required to be able to play Mortal Kombat. At least not some mods, but I'll get into that later. Right, now what I just did there was I knocked him in the air with a small string. Whilst he was in the air, I continued to attack him. The benefit of that is that he can't block me when I'm doing that. Now, I'm actually on a death trap stage. There's an electric net. So if I'm not careful, I'll knock Sub-Zero into that and electrocute him to death. And I've just done it. I've just electrocuted him. That wasn't the intention, but that does happen. Because it is a death trap stage, and this game does have death trap stages. I'll just pause it for a second whilst I just explain that. What I did was I knocked him into the inadvertently on this occasion. But when you're actually in a Mortal Kombat contest, that's another way of defeating your opponent. There are many various different death traps in this game. That one there is electrocuting net. There's also lava. There's also big drops you can drop the opponent off on the Nexus stage. There's also a dead pool, which is a pool full of acid, and you fight on a platform. So there's lots of gruesome ways of killing your opponent. That's aside from fatalities. Fatalities are death moves. There are also harakiris. Now, this is new to the Mortal Kombat series, and these are, I suppose the best way to describe them is as suicide moves. If you've just been defeated by somebody else and you don't want them to do a fatality on you, you can perform a harakiri. And there's nothing they can do about that. Now, I'm just going to unpause this and do some more demonstrating here. Now, I've just used a Sun Banshee Scream to pull Sub-Zero towards me. That's a special move. And then I can combo him once he's stunned. Some people have stunning moves. Sindel's one of them. I'm going to demonstrate Scorpion on the arcade mode, and he's got some as well. And that's just a throw that Sindel's performed. Oh, missed it. Foot grab. Now, I thought I was going to knock him into the... Oops, I've got him again. I'm going to have to move to a different stage here. I'll just move to a different stage so it's so I don't keep killing him on trying to demonstrate this practice mode. Now, this practice mode is pretty good. I'll select you again, Sub-Zero. My apologies. Now, hopefully, I won't land on a death trap stage. Now, there is one stage where you got to be careful, because what you're standing on is a big rock platform area. Oh, no, we're okay here. I can, as you can tell, you can tell what's going on because of the amount of sound. I've just performed a standard uppercut there, a Mortal Kombat classic uppercut. And I've just juggled him but missed the last attack. You've got to time the attacks perfectly. Now that's a big combo there. I sent him into the air with a combo and then juggled him again in the air. And that's a 4-hit combo there. Now with Sindel, I can actually do a 16-hit combo, which is big, which is a very big combo. I'm not gonna do it now. But I could do. And it takes a little bit of practice to get these combos right, but once you've got the hang of them, you could do really well. Now I'm going to demonstrate something quite important here. I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, but to find out which way you're facing, at the moment I know I'm facing to the right, because I know Sindel's on the left. And I'll show you how I know this. Because if you press back, or if you press, let's say I'm going to press here on my joypad, I'm going to press left, I'm going to press it twice. See, she's just done a back jump just to retreat from the opponent. And that's one way of telling that which way you're facing. Now, it's important to know which way you're facing, because if you want to do a special move, like, for instance, Sindel's projectile here is forward and X. And so you need to know which way you're facing. And when you're performing fatalities, of course, you need to know which way you're facing. So I use the backdash, or if you press forward, she'll run forwards. There, you can hear her steps. If you just normally walk, nothing. But if you do a forward dash, there you go, you can hear her walking forward. So it is quite accessible. And with Mortal Kombat Deception, some of the characters do actually, believe it or not, most of the characters have their own voices. So that helps things. Right. Whoops, wasn't intending to do that. But it... There you go, nice little combo there. Now, with this game, you can actually... It's got three fighting styles, like I was saying, and in this game, you can switch between them during combos, and you can get some pretty nasty combos with that. Now, I'm going to go into the arcade mode, and I'm going to demonstrate some of that with A Fatality, the game, the thing that's made this so famous. Right. And I'm going to select another one of my favourites. Scorpion, this time I'll select.
Scorpion.
Now what it does is it stays, whenever you go on the selecting screen, it'll always default back to the original positions. So you then can navigate. Right. Now the first opponent is always very easy. Doesn't matter who they are, they're always very easy. Then as you go on through the arcade level, it gets harder and harder. Can I perform a fatality or will I mess up? Now, the reason why I may not be able to on this stage is because there's a death trap. And I might knock the opponent off the death trap. This Baraka here, who's got blades on his hands. Oh, I've got a flawless victory on Baraka there. And Scorpion's being a bit sluggish. He's not listening to me. Here we go. Now I'm just... Right, I'm going to try and finish him off. Oh, he's done it. He's done a parry. Oh, thanks. There you go. He's done a harakiri, which means he's killed himself, so I can't kill him. He chopped his head. He's got a blade that comes out of his hand. Quite a big bladey thing. And he just did that just so I couldn't kill him, basically. And because it's a computer, of course, they can get it out pretty fast. However, oh, another death trap stage. This is a Deadpool. And I've got Tanya. Okay. My apology there. Right. Now. We're up to round two. Oops, I've just been hit. I'm just trying to dodge her so I can... Oops, I've just been caught by a weapon. Oh, she avoided... I've just been defeated. I've been too busy trying to be clever there and I just got beat. That's my own fault for trying to be too clever and use dodging tactics. Right. Oops, well... Right, now I didn't actually kill her, all of her energy there, but I knocked her into the pool because you can knock them in at any point, and it was an acid pool, so I won that one. But just go to show you, those death trap stages can be quite tricky. You can be knocked into them yourself, so you have to watch out. But then, as you realize there, oh, we're on the portal stage. I'm going to demonstrate this fatality. If it's the last thing I do. Oops, I've just been caught. And I'm just going to get caught. I knew that was going to happen. Yeah, sometimes you get to, you get the idea of what's happening to you because... Right. Whoops. Okay, let's just get to the other side of him. Whoops, he just blocked me. I'm in trouble here. I've got him. I've got a fatality. Right, now what Scorpion's done there is he's grabbed the neck of the opponent and ripped his head off. This was originally done by Sub-Zero, but Scorpion does it in this game. And I performed a fatality, yay! I do them on a regular basis, so it's no big deal, but to be able to get it on the recorder is fantastic. Now I'm going to stop my demo here of the arcade mode, because I've demonstrated really all I needed to demonstrate. So I shall just come out of this and I will talk about a few other things before I go. Now then, this game has a few other modes as well. It's got a getting caught up in cabling there. It's got I demonstrated the practice mode and the arcade mode, but it's got a conquest mode, which is an adventure. Basically, you are using a character called Shujinko who goes throughout the different worlds of Mortal Kombat. There's a few different realms, one emulating one Nether Realm, you get the Nether Realm, you get Edenia, you get the Outworld, and there's just different worlds. And you go through this mission, meeting people, meeting other combatants, and finding crypt keys. And crypt keys are used to unlock hidden items in the game. And you can use, once you find the crypt key for a certain coffin, you unlock the coffin in a mode called Crypt Mode, and then you get little bonus things like extra characters, extra costumes, artwork from the game, things like that. And you get lots of money as well, which allows you to buy certain things. Well, you can buy... Some coffins are opened by keys, some coffins are opened by money. So that's how it works. And they are actually coffins, and you unlock them. Now... so that's the conquest mode. Unfortunately, sadly to say, I mean, I'm not surprised on this one, but it's not accessible, isn't the conquest mode. You can't play that if you're a blind person. You can, however, play the other mode. You can play, like I said, the arcade, the versus. You can't play the puzzle mode, unfortunately, because that requires sight too. And I don't know if any of you know Tetris, but the puzzle mode's a lot like that. And then there's chess mode, which is similar to chess, like a simplified version of chess. And again, it's one of these that a blind person couldn't really play. But I love Mortal Kombat. I mean, I've loved it from the first time I played Mortal Kombat, the first one. And I think it's an outstanding, outstanding game. As far as the controversy is concerned, I'll be perfectly honest, really, to be truthful, Mortal Kombat is so over the top, it's unbelievably unrealistic. So it's not a reflection on... I mean, it's not like a... It's not realistic, the way the blood pours out. I mean, you punch someone in the face and a gallon of blood will pour out. It's very unrealistic. And that's what's one of the best things about it, is it's over the top violence. It's just... it's quite amusing in occasions, and some of the fatalities, there's some really gruesome fatalities there. But again, there are a lot of unrealistic things that do happen with these fatalities, so it's not as bad as people perceive it to be. And it has been given a lot of flack. However, it's got a very big fan base, and it's very, very, very popular. I, for one, love the games Mortal Kombat, and can be played by a blind person, like I just demonstrated. In fact, Ed Boon, who's one of the core creators of Mortal Kombat, was defeated by a blind person in a contest once. So it just goes to show you, the blind people can play Mortal Kombat. It's a console game available for the PS2 and Xbox. And it's a great game. It's a great game. I'm just, I think if I get any more requests or for Deadly Alliance, I can do Deadly Alliance, although my thought is perhaps to do the next coming Mortal Kombat, which is Armageddon. That's not until October, though. Yes, there's a new Mortal Kombat coming out called Armageddon, and it's going to be a goodie, I think, anyways. Right, so with that in mind, I hope you've enjoyed this unusual podcast, slightly controversial. Well, this is Riz signing out, and I will speak to you soon. Our next podcast will be coming up pretty soon, and that will be a review of something. Bye for now, everybody. Oh, contact details, I nearly forgot. If you want to contact me, I do go on the chat room quite a lot on the Blind Cool Tech webpage. That's fantastic. I love that chat room. I think it's awesome. Nice work to you there, Larry, when you put that up. I think that's brilliant. Also, something else I was going to say. That's it. I was just going to say, I forgot what I was going to say. Yeah, also, if you want to email me, it's rizstf@ntlworld.com. That's rizstf at ntlworld.com. If you want to email me directly, I'm not on the Blind Cool Tech mailing list at the moment. So those are the ways you can contact me, okay? I appreciate this will not have been for everybody, but I know I'm sure it will have been for some. And I hope it's been enjoyed. Thank you. Bye-bye.